Welcome, teachers. I'd like to share with you what has inspired me about a particular Yoga Sutra in chapter 2, verse 47. And this, the practice of the Yoga Sutra, is where I've received so much information. And I would encourage you to read that sutra. It says that what we need to keep our stability, to keep our ease, the next step is to find ourselves able to have effort in our posture, in our pose, in our life, but without tension, stress-free. Prayatna Shaitilya, stress-free effort. It's a special effort. And then Ananta Samapati, with the absorption in the infinite. And that's a little bit more difficult to define. What is the infinite in us? It's the space of consciousness. And it's in every cell, it's in every tissue of our being, it's in every organ and in every gland. But most of us have compressed it through our fears, through our doubts, through our frustrations, through our grief. We've compressed it, we've layered over it, we can't find it. We can't find that space of the infinite. So when we teach, or when we do our practice, we need a way to be able to allow that expression to come forward, first in ourselves, and then teach what our experience has been in unfolding that, so that our students can also find that expression of effortless effort and absorption in the infinite within them. So if we look further in the Yoga Sutras, we can find that compassion towards ourselves, kindness to ourselves, finding the places where we've been scarred, where we've been hurt, where we've been confused, finding those places, not ignoring them, but finding them with the breath of compassion, with an awareness of kindness. That's how they heal. Kindness heals, whether it's offered towards others or invoked in ourselves. That breath of kindness. And the Yoga Sutras say that prana is the vibration of benevolence, the vibration of infinite compassion. And we all have access to that. And we can all teach that in our teachings. How do we teach students to find that subtle aspect of the breath? And we can do that through asana, through pranayama practices, through breathing practices, through awareness practices. We have our students get on the mat. We teach them how to breathe. We teach them how to move. We teach them how to move with the breath. We teach them how to access that life force that's within them. That's infinite. That's spaciousness. And that as we build a space for them to grow and learn, then we can begin to allow them to unfold into their own infinite self. And I think that's what's really exciting about Sutra 247. I would encourage you all to look at it, to really read it thoroughly at least half a dozen or a dozen times. And then remember in yourself how to find that when you've lost it, when the world presses in on you, when there's disturbance and depression and we become adrift. You know, get on the mat, breathe, remember what you're doing. You're unfolding to something that's so powerful, that's so unique, that's so intelligent inside of you. And then teach your students how to do that too, so that we can all live in a greater world with more space for each one of us.